Ukrainian forces cross international borders, regional war or legitimate defense, the debate starts now. Good evening, I'm your host, tonight's panel, Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York, Professor Katerina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at London Global Policy Institute, Professor Chen Xiaoming, tech policy expert at Yangtze River University in Shanghai, and Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies Director in Dubai. Welcome all. Ambassador Chen, Ukrainian forces conducting cross-border operations, is this legitimate self-defense or dangerous escalation?
This is tactical necessity, not escalation. Ukraine faces systematic attacks on civilian infrastructure from positions across these borders. When missile launchers target your hospitals and schools, you have every right under international law to neutralize those threats at their source. Ukraine isn't expanding the war, it's defending itself effectively. The real escalation was the initial invasion.
Professor Chen, he says it's self-defense, but doesn't this risk pulling other nations into direct conflict?
Absolutely it does. Cross-border operations fundamentally change the conflict's nature. What starts as tactical necessity quickly becomes regional conflagration. Every major war began with similar justifications. Ukraine's actions, however understandable, risk triggering Article 5 responses or dragging neighbors into direct confrontation. Winter approaches, we need de-escalation, not military adventurism that could spiral beyond anyone's control.
But Professor Chen, how exactly should Ukraine respond when missiles rain down from across borders? Just accept it.
Diplomatic pressure, international sanctions, defensive systems, not unilateral military strikes. The moment you normalize cross-border operations, you've opened Pandora's box. Every nation can claim self-defense for attacking neighbors.
Professor Novick, you've studied Eastern European security for decades. What's your take?
Professor Chen's approach is naive. We tried diplomatic pressure for 8 years after Crimea. It failed spectacularly. Ukraine faces an existential threat. These aren't random border skirmishes. They're strategic strikes against infrastructure systematically targeting civilians. International law absolutely permits defensive actions against imminent threats. The real danger isn't Ukrainian self-defense, it's Western hesitation that emboldens further aggression.
Dr. Al-Rashid, from the Gulf perspective, how does this escalation affect regional stability?
The Gulf watches nervously. We understand both territorial sovereignty and escalation risks. But frankly, the real concern is winter energy security. Extended conflict affects global markets, supply chains, food security. While Ukraine's actions may be legally justified, the practical question is, do they advance peace or prolong instability? Regional powers need pragmatic solutions, not principled positions that extend suffering.
Professor Novick, Dr. Al-Rashid suggests Ukrainian actions might prolong suffering. Your response?
That's backwards thinking. Appeasement prolongs suffering. Every compromise signals weakness, invites further aggression. Ask Georgians, ask Moldovans, half measures don't bring peace.
Easy to say from London, but millions face winter without heat, food shortages, economic collapse. Sometimes strategic patience serves humanity better than military escalation.
Strategic patience. That's what enabled this crisis. Ukrainians are dying daily. Your patience means accepting genocide for global convenience.
Rapid fire round. Ambassador Chen, should NATO support Ukrainian cross-border operations?
NATO should provide intelligence and defensive systems. Direct support for cross-border ops risks Article 5 complications, but we can't handcuff legitimate self-defense.
Professor Chen, what's China's red line here?
Regional stability. If this conflict spreads beyond current borders, it threatens global economic recovery and risks great power confrontation nobody wants.
Professor Novick, is conflict expansion inevitable now?
Only if we show weakness. Strong deterrence prevents expansion. Weakness invites it. History proves this repeatedly. Munich, Budapest, Crimea.
Dr. Al-Rashid, can diplomacy still work?
Always, but it requires face-saving exits for all parties. Military escalation eliminates diplomatic flexibility. That's the real danger here.
Final thoughts, Ambassador Chen.
Ukraine defends itself legally and morally. Our job is managing risks while supporting legitimate self-defense. Weakness invites aggression.
Professor Chen.
Regional war serves nobody. De-escalation through multilateral pressure offers better outcomes than military escalation risking global confrontation.
Professor Novick.
Appeasement failed in the 1930s, 2008, 2014. It'll fail again. Support Ukrainian self-defense or watch aggression spread.
Dr. Al-Rashid.
Principle matters, but so does pragmatism. The world needs solutions that end suffering, not extend it through escalation.
Self-defense or escalation, the debate continues as winter approaches. Tomorrow, AI warfare and autonomous weapon systems. Thanks to our panel, I'm your host, Goodnight.